Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr., and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale, and people like Bobby Hutton, and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, of the evening jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why is all these people being taken? Why haven't you shouted out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what do we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do to be the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing with tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all these dudes and dudes out here, you can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You matter for sitting yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, below the valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and people being revolutionary political power. That means student power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre would admit it, that even if all those criticisms are valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, the 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know somebody that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that can be considered a funding stage of advancement, and a funding stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, then this would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the funniest, the general Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than the plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. None of the pigs with us are known people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far underground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come and blow it down, goddammit, when a boomer can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you, you can see me, if I make a mistake, motherfucker. It's better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people, I correct it for the people.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. You see, the deal is this here. Now, although they be my daddy in one of the most direct graphic type of ways, the reality is that this system snatches or attempts to snatch all of our daddies in some sort of a way. And though the peers came in blasting, rat-a-tat-tatting through the front and back doors in 1969 at 4:30 a.m. on December the 4th, in which in aftermath, not only left my daddy, 21-year-old Chairman Fred, but 22-year-old Defense Captain Mar Clark as corpses. You see, they set the stage and laid the ground to, in whatever way, lay all of our daddies and all of us in general under the ground. Whether it be to string them up, lock them up, have them strung out, shoot them up, paying them up for parking them out, or straight up point blank, putting them 6 feet under the ground. Now, with that being said, this is from the young Chairman Fred to that of the Chairman Fred, as well as to all the daddies, fathers, and papas, those who were in prison, as well as those who, in which it was out of their control, just came up missing. As well as the forgotten. Dear Daddy, this is for you, man. Let the record reflect. For your son with nothing but love and revolutionary respect. With you, no commercials for Gatorade juice. No Armani suits or nothing of the likes. For our son, the son to be a freedom fighter like Chairman Fred as opposed to wanting to be like Mike. Although you weren't here, you was always here for me. And I learned lessons from your legend of what a man was supposed to be. When they play with my mail, not gonna get you no phone. Doing those hunger strikes and cold nights, I was never alone. Like you, they say when I talk real fast and I move my hand. We love the people, oh, but we'll get up with that ass. On the streets, I always in the ear when they spoke on Chairman Fred. And in prison, I paid attention to what the old timer said. When they spoke on you, I seen that gleam in their eye. With just a mere mention of your name, I seen demoralized get high. No narcotics needed, in fact, high the people that you always said. As a kid, I came up looking forward to sideburns, fur hats, and a nappy head. From colleges to the communities, from the parlors to pool rooms, from the real Rainbow Coalition to a principal gang troops. In this struggle, you said you would pay the ultimate price. You anticipated prison and dedicated your life. Whatever the state sounded your name, mama told me the truth. And that young lady, your great-grandbaby, she sends you a love. For she's a descendant of a diehard and a blessing from above. Now, inquiring minds want to know, how does it feel to be sighted by you? Being loved by the people and sweated by the you-know-who. If I could choose to do it all over again, I would choose to be your son. And by the way, that lady that you chose, that daddy, that was the one. call out. We don't really get caught with the state holidays, you know, but the deal is. We're going to shoot this video for Father's Day on the south side, east side, north side, west side. Again, you know, to show the images of brothers from all walks of life. We're going to really seize the time. A lot of people, they refer to as Father's Day. We're going to do a video shoot. It's a piece we did called The Chairman Fred on Father's Day, semicolon, Dear Daddy.
You
are. Y'all youngsters out there, we're going to really catch y'all in the park.
You are.
The Father's Club. And this is really going to contrast with all, again, the imagery that in places like, you know, Chirac and other, you know, other communities, there's a lot of propaganda put out about our people. Since I said before and I say it again, though the state, this system, they took out my daddy in a graphic type of way, point blank, you know, so we've seen, you know, so the police have 99 rounds in the house. This system attempts or does take all our fathers from us one way or another by shooting them down, stringing them out, locking them up, you name it.
We want to show you some images. So it's rough out here. We rougher. The people rougher. You know, I'm saying rougher in the way that we gonna survive. You know, so we got community too. It's a struggle. We struggle as every day to battle for our manhood, our womanhood, our childhood, basically our humanity.
And this is the piece that we want to get. You know, brothers from all walks of life to be in this place. You know, so we'll be coming to a hood near you. So again, inbox us, you know, tag us on a question on Facebook where we're gonna be at. So we'll be shooting some footage here on Father's Day. So we'll be on the screen, our brothers, you know what I'm saying, Father's Day, they're gonna be in the video. So show that this that we damaged but we not destroyed. Again, we damaged but we not destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And there are some images out there. And there's brothers out there that's, you know, saying that's taking in, you know what I'm saying, these youngsters, that's not even necessarily biological fathers to these youngsters. But this is a video, you know, we're going to call all the brothers, make sure y'all be on deck for this day. We're going to be going through the hoods, you know what I'm saying? Just the basic everyday brothers, the people, you know what I'm saying? To continue this image that we've been given. Heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all, again. Right on.
When I was in prison.
I want to get rid of me because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization that will be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party. That is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right on.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them.
Okay, I'm more.
What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have Black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people poor people of all descent, they had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best, we think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with Black capitalism, but we're going to fight with socialism. We still understand we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people. That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper.
Yeah.
This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor.
Okay.
This is the exploited, this is the exploiter.
929. 477-3785. Free, am I on with this, comrade?
Free them all live and direct, Brother Kevin.
Okay, live and direct. This is her right here. Okay, dude, we had two radio. They're gonna show you how we hook this up all in one. We're gonna up our technology game, y'all. They're gonna show you how to hook everything up one time. 929 477 3785. That's our brother. That's our sister comrade, Daphne.
785.
Yep. You got to press 1 to get in so she can hear you. Okay. Let's do this, y'all. He gonna hit you, sister comrade, and tell you how to do something. You know, the technology really ain't my thing. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we going the long direction. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Take a pause for the call. Open them front doors. Open them. Am I live here also?
Yeah, you want
me? Yeah, bring me on. Bring me on. Heads up, ass over the fist clinch, y'all. We double breasted, y'all. We are double breasted. You know what I'm saying? We on Truth Radio, Free of Mall Radio. We are double breasted, y'all. We are up in the ante, y'all. Y'all come on, tune in with us, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. We are breaking ground. And ain't no better time than right now, August 29th, 2018. Y'all tune on in. Get on in. Cub on in with us, y'all. Cub on in with us, y'all. Again, tomorrow will be the 70th birthday of Chairman Fred Hampton. Had he not been assassinated along with the defense of the Mar Clark, December 4th, 1969, y'all. Making this, taking this, y'all. That's what it is. Let's all open the building. Free them all. What's it called, y'all? Let's do this. We trying to up our game technology-wise. Let's make this marriage happen, y'all. Y'all, so let's make this marriage happen. We coming double press, Truth Radio, Free Mall Radio, y'all. Y'all see us in, y'all tune in. I think they have to read the comments and everything, right, live and direct, y'all. That's what it is. Hey, the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency, the war against our movements, our leadership, our people in general, it continues, y'all. Those who have not got here, y'all, look y'all way on up here. We going to be right there at 12 o'clock, high noon. 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. We just got an update from our brother that they've been locked the whole block off. They're doing some sort of strange, some coincidentally, they're doing some construction on a block that Chairman Fred, the president of Mars Clock, was assassinated at. This is his 70th year. He would have been 70 years old. They don't want us to know about this, y'all. They don't want us to know about this. Y'all, this is prime time. Those who have not seen the flyers for tomorrow's event, people say, well, I ain't going to see the flyer. The police have seen the flyer. They have when they closed the community center where we've been working in, the community center. They have come and shut it down. They told me some sort of violation. It had to be closed down by when? August 30th. This happened yesterday. So people talking about the COINTELPRO on the abstract, that it's still going down. The block that Chairman Fred, the citizen of Marcos, was assassinated on, all of a sudden, the whole block is blocked up. You know what I'm saying? Man, let me know that y'all can hear us live and direct, y'all. We double breast. We on Truth Radio, Free of Mall Radio. Y'all can call on in. 312-626-9979. Call on in. That's what it is. Call in. Give me those comments. You know what I'm saying? Take a pause for the call. This is a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, y'all, hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton, also that of Lady of Rage. You know what I'm saying? Making history. Taking history. What? Taking history, y'all. That's what it is. Keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist. Let's do this, y'all. Hey. They constantly coming, but we constantly coming. They constantly coming, but we constantly coming, y'all. They always, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a coincidence. All of a sudden, construction, they block. This just had to happen because I go through there all the time. You know what I'm saying? Libations. You know, chop up the chairman. We're going through some struggle. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, the entire block is blocked up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no coincidence, you know what I'm saying? Robert Taylor in the building. Nicole in the building, cutting candy. Morning in the building. Y'all hear loud and clear. That's what it is. Let's do this here, y'all. Call in. Cub being with us. Let's make history. Let's take history. Take history, y'all. Y'all heard the speeches. Y'all heard the Chairman Fred get you live and direct, y'all. Let's talk about this here. Comments, questions, struggles, you name it. Again, 12 o'clock. High noon. Where we going to be at? 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. Commemorating the life, legacy of Chairman Fred Hampton, who was assassinated. Who didn't die? Why would you kill with Jay-Z? Why would you kill with Slay-Z? Chairman Fred was assassinated, you know what I'm saying? Is there another number to call in? I mean, you ain't call in. Okay, which one did you crack, W.P. Marsh? You know you get the 929-477-3785, but you get the 312-626-9979. You know what I'm saying? Press 1. Abraham Hilton, you get it. What number did you try? Let me know we got callers in queue. If Chairman Fred say, I ain't going down on that plane, I ain't going down to no peace of ice. I'm going down high up the peak.
Thank
you.
Chairman
Fred say, I am... Thank you. We got one call.
Free them all, brother Jim. Free them all. We have called 316. Okay. Free them all.
Call in. We gonna
free them all. Free them all.
Free them all. Who we got here? Free them all.
Free them all, comrade. This is Minister of Finance. Free them all.
Free them all.
Shakura. Minister of Finance.
Minister of Finance, Shakura. That's what it is.
Yes, yes, I'm cubbing. I'm cubbing.
What?
Yes, comrade. I said I'm cubbing. I'm cubbing. You hear me? And
right.
I'm on my way. Yes, comrade. I'm telling you, I want to say this. Again, just revolutionary love and appreciation to you, Mama, Comrade Akua, and all the other comrades. Because you know what? This, you say it all the time. This shit ain't no game. What's happening to us is not a game. And just like they attacked the Black Panther Party, they were. It was a. People wanted to act like, oh, they weren't important even now. But we say no. They had to be astronomically important because why would the government attack them the way they did in such a vicious way that they did? And like now, that's why the work is so important. And no matter how it looks, we can't give up. Like you said, we got to keep on. Eyes open, head up, fist clenched. We got to keep moving forward
right.
because we know this is real. It ain't no game. The Cubs is coming, and the Cubs are doing something right
that's
because
right.
they are attacking us. They don't want this legacy.
Indeed.
They don't want the work of the legacy, the philosophy of the work of the Black Panther Party to continue. They don't. They want, and so they are attacking the Black Panther Party Cubs and anybody else that is laying out the truth and standing up against this, the United this monster.
Yes, indeed. That's
so, comrade.
That's when I sent a representative of our central committee for those who are misinformed and believe that the Cubs, we got some a Chicago thing. For those who may be misinformed and believe this is some sort of local thing, let the record reflect that we recognize that we are impacted by this system internationally, and we recognize that the only civilized response
yeah.
we have a politics responding internationally. We are here, they are everywhere. The Cubs are coming, the Black Panther Party Cubs are here. They have blocked the entire block up on 2337
wow.
West, one road, Freight, have to wait. You dig? We say, hey, we got to walk there. You know, so be it. You know what I'm saying? Put the paws on the ground and start making your way. You know what I'm saying? We got forces coming all over, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Free them all. Right on. Represent love, respect.
Free them all, comrade.
In the building. Free them all. Represent love, respect. That's what it is, y'all. Making history, taking history, taking history. We had comrades on making our way up here, y'all. We need y'all on the side. I don't like to catch you talking about the south side, west side, this and that. Dig. Now, maybe we can afford that luxury if you dig, if they just was killing Laquan McDonald on the south side. Maybe
yeah,
I can
understand
yeah. that type of argument. You dig, if they just say, okay, well, you know, the war, they get led in the war on the east side. So I make it relate to that type of argument. I make it say, okay, you dig, and maybe in Ohio, they just killing, you know, shooting brothers and sisters down 14 times in their back. I say, okay, this situation in Ohio. The deal is,
right.
you got to make the connection from the Congo to Chicago, from Iraq to Chirac, you did. You know what I'm saying? Again, we said the touches on the west side, we ride. When it hits on the south side, we ride. East side, north side, we ride. We cannot afford the luxury. We cannot afford the luxury to set trip, y'all. We cannot afford the luxury to set
Not
trip.
Not at all.
In the spirit of, spirit of internationalism, in the words of the late, great Marcus Mosiah Garvey, one struggle, one people, y'all.
One people.
Black
Panther
Party.
Right.
Cubs are coming. Cubs are coming. Black Panther Party Cubs here. That's what it is. Comrade Cool in the building. Kashiba, I see you, my sister, right on. Oh, we got Deputy Minister of Defense, Bunchy Carter, niece in the building, y'all. Call us
right
from California, y'all. For those who don't know who Deputy Minister of Defense Bunchy Carter was a bad man. We say bad in a bad, we say bad in a good way, bad in a black way, you know what I'm saying? Deputy Minister of Defense Bunchy Carter, our apprentice Bunchy Carter, y'all. If you don't know who he is, don't ask Siri, ask the community, you know what I'm saying? Walk the streets of L.A., hit that historical hot ground. And see, about, you know what I'm saying, Bunchy Carter, formerly the Slauson, what he did, you know what I'm saying, he took the politics to the street, you know what I'm saying, Bunchy Carter gave that poetry, but at the same time, that politics, you know what I'm saying, it was a call of the day, y'all. You know what I'm saying, we say, real talk, Vegas in the bill, TDC in the bill, that's what's free them all. Tara B, hey, I see my sister, hey, give us, hey, Brian Smith, we need updates on our brother, governor, young governor, Brian Smith, give me, matter of fact, type his ID number for me, sis. And thank you for the birthday greetings, but y'all, just for the record, it's actually the birthday for Chairman Fred Hampton Sr., who would have been 70 years old. 70 years old, had he not been assassinated. We said, the people going to come and, you know what I'm saying, accept the birthday greetings for him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to beat up for Chairman Fred because Chairman Fred was there for us. And you did. It's no coincidence. It's not by happenstance that tomorrow also that Mumia Abu-Jamal has a court date. He did. Mumia Abu-Jamal was a deputy minister of information for the Philadelphia branch, branch of the Black Panther Party. And after the assassination of Chairman Fred, when me and Abu-Jamal, he made his way up here to Chicago. He was delegated by Captain Reggie Shell to come see us. This when we talking about the Black Panther Party wasn't just no local thing. A lot of y'all just heard about different gangs happening over here. So, okay, this one, what's that? Chicago, Illinois was the largest chapter of the Black Panther Party. However, it was an international organ, international organization. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? They practice when we preach and we still practice today that the people's pain reflects. The people's pain reflects, y'all. Real talk, y'all. Y'all come on, Cub being with us, y'all. We on Freedom All Radio. We on Truth Radio. We ain't cutting no corners. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get up with us at 929-477-3785 or 312-626-9979. 312-626-9979. I'm on cloud 1000 with Chairman Fred. So we are too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Namesake, I see you, my brother. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I see you, my brother. Real talk. We're going to be out there for the chairman tomorrow. The chairman calls to come see about us. We say every August 30, we don't care how hot it is. We don't care how many roads they cut up. We don't care what they do. You know what I'm saying? We have a love, an intense love for the legacy of Chairman Fred Hampton, an intense love for the legacy of Defense Captain Mark Clark, an intense love for the legacy of the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? We know that, you know what I'm saying, we're going against all odds. However, we are too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated in plain layman's terms, in plain 47th Street language. You know what I'm saying? And the sad thing is I got to change that speech around to 47. They what it used to be no more. You know, so they coming at us. They land grab. They moving us around. And the new houses they got planned for us, y'all, is the penitentiaries in the graveyard. And Jerry Crews in the building. Give my mate my love. And I love and I greet, you know what I'm saying, to the Cubs that I love. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Got to back, get y'all back like a backpack and a chest like a bulletproof vest, y'all. Let's do this here. Making history, taking history, taping history. I need y'all to put on y'all community calendars right now, tomorrow. Make sure y'all be there, right there in front of that site. 2337 West. Well, some of y'all still say Monroe, but we'll work with y'all. We know it's a cleansing process when you be in college, when you colonize. So a lot of times you hold on to them words and them terms. So it's a cleansing process, you know what I'm saying? So it's a battle. We say we are in a battle for the hearts and minds of the people. You know what I'm saying? Because we understand that imperialism infects you. You know what I'm saying? We all are infected by imperialism. You know what I'm saying? We all have been contaminated by capitalism. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about the physical impact. I'm talking about the emotional impact, the mental impact. I'm talking about the impact that you will hold on to it. I'm talking about a lot of us carry different dynamics of this system, even if it's dormant, carry generation to generation. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is they talk about like even how pain, you can pass your pain down to from a generation to generation. You know, people say, well, why does this person feel this way? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, I'm going to quote this white dude that was a potential juror in one of the cases that they gave me. And we had fought. This is a case in which the state claimed I posed a firebomb two Korean-owned stores on the south side of Chicago. And the judge, presiding judge, Michael P. Tooman, the state attorney was saying that you only supposed to get, you know, seven strikes. You know, the state side gets seven strikes and the people get seven strikes. In other words, you say you challenge this person being a juror. So we put a motion in and said, wait, I think, you know, we should get more than seven. You know what I'm saying? So what you mean? You know, we struggle for that. You know what I'm saying? So what we did, we went back and forth about this here. We had finally got to the point where they had brought some of the potential jurors in the back room. And one juror said, you know, judge said, well, can you be objective? You know, this is what you mean? He said, this is, you know, by this being Fred Hampton's son. The juror said, well, who? He said, Fred Hampton's son. He said, oh, judge, ain't no doubt about it. You know that's his son. He said, you know, man, he what he on, you know. I said, and the deal is we disagree with that because it's not absolutes. That just because you're the offspring or you're related to somebody, that you have the, you know what I'm saying, the same makeup. But we define genealogy and, you know, your makeup similar to the way we define a lot of other things. In other words, a philosophical tool that we use is dialectical materialism. Let's talk about this. And let's take it to PE class for a second, y'all. Because I see every day how needed it is. A lot of people come, they draw conclusions based on different things. Like, you know, well, why you feel that way? Why you feel the system's here to help us? Well, my mama said that. Well, that's the church my daddy went to. This type of reactionary response is a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, we see come up out of our community. We are armed with a polity. And we utilize a philosophical tool known as dialectical materialism. And what that says, amongst other things, is we come to conclusions based on history. past experiences, and also logic. In other words, you know what I'm saying? When we say that the petty bourgeoisie will sell us out for petty interest, it's not, we're not shooting the dice with this here. You know what I'm saying? We, people say, well, I don't like this person. You know what I'm saying? Chairman, what you think about this individual? Well, how you know that when the people turn the guns in, this crime ain't going to stop? How you, it's not based on just something. I ain't going to pay no psychic. I ain't talking to Dionne Warwick. I'm telling we study, you know what I'm saying? We put our ear to the ground. We dialectical material. We study, you know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new under the sun. We study the class contradiction, how colonialism exploited the caste contradiction within our people previously had. See, sometimes people say, well, they had slaves in Africa. True that. But it's a whole different dynamic. Whole different dynamic. It didn't gut you. It didn't gut your humanity. You know what I'm saying? You had different dynamics in our community. The caste system. However, colonialism, we talk about the class contradiction. You know what I'm saying? How this is colonialism and imperialism. We do it. One comes at the expense of another. One comes at the expense of another. And we have to assess people that even when we talk about the race question, the class question, people say, well, this person means well. It's certain experiences. You hear that term go around, the black experience. That's not good. People get the black experience twisted to, well, I listen to some rap music. The different dynamics. It's a different feeling. I recall one time on the West Coast in the suburb area, and the sister, my brother comrade, you know, matter of fact, he's going to be touching down in a minute too, Free Big Rock, Free Them All. His wife and children, the vehicle had stopped. And then so I was going to get the gas. I come out to get the gas. The police was pushing the car. And they told me, get in. Get in. And I was, you know, you see my face. I had never seen no police actually helping nobody. But this is the respective community they come from. That's what they do. They get burnt, they get cats out of trees. They come and, you know, say, check up on little Billy and make sure, you know, you're doing all right in school. This is a different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So you are impacted by your experience as well as your lack of experience. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no question, no good person, a bad person. And this is the politics. We're talking about politics. A lot of people, they shy away from that word. But politics is food, clothing, and shelter. And how it's distributed, how it's dealt, you know what I'm saying? How it's, you know, a lot of people was tripping up with us the other day when Big Mr. had the shoe giveaway. The Black Panther Party Club took a position, it's imperative. You know what I'm saying? We said that we got to be up there, you know what I'm saying, with the shoe giveaway to the people. Because people say, well, it was a big deal, Chairman. All the shoes given away. No. It's how that sticks in your mind. That's why, like, you see some of the commercials. Some people, that sticks in your mind. Who gave you something? You know what I'm saying? You think it's by coincidence that you go through your whole life in elementary school and you never see a black male teacher? You think it's by coincidence that as soon as you come out the womb, the white doctor hand slap you? You know what I'm saying? Your every contact you come in is white folks. You know what I'm saying? And this impacts you. And the only experience you come with them black folks is demoralizing. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown. I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things stuck in my membrane, my DNA. It's depressing, demoralizing me. See, you know what I'm saying? You constantly see some of these Negroes. I told a lieutenant, he's the captain in Stateville. We call it Deathville. I was there, and he had a crew, a beatdown crew. And he was under the tenure of the infamous George the Teller. You know what I'm saying? And I remember telling him, I said, you know what, man? He had a crew. I said, if my first contact was with you and your crew, if I came from Mars, y'all the first black people I ever seen, I would probably join the Ku Klux Klan. I would probably join the Ku Klux Klan. If that was my, see, this is a lot of these first contacts. When you talk to a lot of males like Richard Pryor, he's a peopleologist. I like that term, peopleologist. I done talked to some guys, maybe, you know what I'm saying, how they reference black women, you know what I'm saying, how they, the disdain they got for. And you know what I'm saying, you can trace that, you know what I'm saying, their lack of experiences, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. A lot of women, you know what I'm saying, you say, what black men you come in contact with, you know what I'm saying, you say, oh, shit, you got some shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like that baby gorilla. That baby gorilla, that who's a poacher, killed that gorilla's mom and daddy, you know what I'm saying, and that shock value. And then that gorilla, when they come up out of that shop, all they see is that white poacher. Mind you, the same poacher that killed his mom and dad. But all they see is that hand with that milk putting inside that baby gorilla's mouth. You know what I'm saying? When they wake up, at the time, see, politics is like real estate, time and location, all that. Man, Minister UEP Newton wasn't shooting the dice. He wasn't playing no games with that breakfast program. The time, the age range that you're with, the time in the morning, it sticks in your brain. fact, the Catholic Church says that the first 3 to 7 years old, you pretty much can impact what you're dealing with. Go trace all these entertainers, these out of that. Look who they was raised by. Look who they said. Look who they impacted. Go listen to a former U.S. President Barack Obama. Who he talks about? Who impacts him? Listen when he talks. When people when they do speech writing, when you speak about something, you'll say, look who your reference. You'll say your first reference to that sticks in your brain, and you impacted by that. In South Korea, they knew that shit. It was I forgot what year it was. South Korea. They had a thing in South Korea. They had you locked up, and you think you finna get out? They said, oh, hold on. You like, hold on, I did my time. No. You staying in here, your son or your daughter's gonna stay in here, and they child gonna do here. We finna weed up out of that, out of you, what you want. They had a whole South Korea. Now, we got this thing, well, get over it. Man, this shit be passed down from generation to generation. You see motherfuckers going through a thing, you be like, sister, what's your true man? You trace it back. It's some shit that came down from her grandmother. You're like, where the fuck this shit come from? Same as other guy. I done seen guys like, man, women ain't shit. What woman have you ever fucked with, messed with? You know what I'm saying? You it's like a motherfucker get them who get a whole bunch of Sooners. For those who know what the dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's a Sooner. As soon as he eats, as shit, you know, you don't know a particular breed. And it comes next thing you see them on the dog channel. I don't like pit bulls or I don't like masters. What dog are you? What are you referencing? You know what I'm saying? They ain't even got no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, that's why when they train these guards, make them be entertainers, they grab people who have never had no connection to our community. Or if it is it some symbolism to a false representation? You know what I'm saying? It may have had certain characteristics of a pit bull. You know what I'm saying? But you go check and say, oh, man, hold on, I made a mistake. This motherfucker, yeah, this motherfucker can't lock on nothing. Ain't no pit bull, ain't no, period. Oh, then you're going to get common with a pit bull. This motherfucker get shit. It barks. You know what I'm saying? You go find it. They know it. And a lot of times we take it personally and subjective to these different positions the cats take. You know what I'm saying? I'm over talking about, well, Kobe, these entertainers, they don't support them. They don't do it. Kobe Bryant, his mother taught him how to play basketball. Man, taught this cat to play basketball. This dude sued her. He sued her. So you can't be taking it personal. Man, they don't do nothing for black people. They have no connection. But then you got all these other intellectuals and cats who want to get you engaged in a whole bunch of time, waste, discouragement, and futility. No, once you see, you got to get them some green juice. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got to read this book to them. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? Once Jay-Z read this book, he's going to be on. Or it's this cold word. Man, listen, I'm cut from the cloth. You ain't got to beat me on my head, tell me too many times. I'm cut from the cloth, motherfucker. I'll rap back. Your body language alone tell me, man, we at it. I'm cut from the cloth. If I go home, I'm in a relationship, and locks change, you know what I'm saying? And she on the phone with such and such. You ain't got to say the words break up, you know? Okay, now, I'm clear. I'm cut from the cloth. I don't need Donald Trump to tell me how America feel about Africa, nor me. I'm cut from the cloth. I don't need Rahm Emanuel. I'm clear through the door. Under the 10-year Matt Daley, a lot of these niggas told to do, they love black folks. Under Daley, I can, you know what I'm saying? I can just look at the conditions how white folks was treated as opposed to us. Let me tell you what happened the other day. They get this thing, for those who are outside of Chicago, they got this thing called old school picture. Matter of fact, it's something that happens in all those different places, New York, other places. This is something, one of the unique dynamics with older brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? They come back to the community, you know what I'm saying? Do like a little reunion. And I bite the bullet. I missed this last one. Let me say right on to those brothers and sisters on this 59th and Hermitage. They did one. So they do the thing over there. All the older cats come back through, chop it up. You know, cats talk about old rivalry. You see your old girlfriend, old guy, you know, who you both. Listen, you know what I'm saying? You catch, it's never no to the point, you know what I'm saying, intensify antagonism. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, you're talking back down memory lane. Really, you know what I'm saying? And it's good for a lot of youngsters to see that dynamic. So they had a thing after last weekend. Lopez, Raymond Lopez, this is the alderman for the 15th Ward. This arrogant individual, this arrogant individual goes through and take a picture of a trash bag that's open. No, mind you now, the condition is Chirac. I'm talking, it's murders happening here all day, all night up here. When no situation, no shoes or nothing at this event. He takes not his staff, he takes a picture of the trash bag. He posts the thing up on Facebook. If you think I'm lying, you think I'm jiving, Go look on his page. 15th Ward Alderman, Chicago Alderman, Alderman Raymond Lopez. He's talking about, now notice the words he used. This is what they did to my park, my community. You know what I'm saying? This is the same individual. Same individual now. You go, you know what I'm saying? When black folks trying to park their, you know what I'm saying, park their cars on the lot or whatever, he come up to them, getting them tickets, everything. So I'm like, I'm telling the council, wait a minute, man. Go look at the park. The park he's talking about, first of all, the field house, I know people got dog house bigger than the field house. Go look at the park, the resource that allocated to other communities. You know what I'm saying? A whole different dynamic. But this is one of my issues. This is one of our issues. And so I get this report from the community. I'm in my office, they tell me about it. So I'm taking me a walk. Next day, Lopez up in the same park with the commander of the 7th District doing a retirement party. I'm seeing these Negroes, like they standing on security for Lopez. Now I'm saying, I say, man, he just made this slanderous attack on our people. You know what I'm saying? And he feels, you know what I'm saying? Y'all up there on post for him. Hey, one thing for sure, two things for certain. When Raymond Lopez, Google what he said, about the Mexicano community. Google when he called them children gang members. Google the response of their mothers and their families. Google what their people said, man, they ain't cut no corners with them. You know what I'm saying? Man, they had a whole press conference. Pull it up. We call them gangbangers. Man, them people cussed that man out in Spanish, English, and some other language I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They ain't cut no corners. You know what I'm saying? This dude came with the arrogant disdain for black people. The park gonna get no resources. That field house over there, 59 Hamilton, that's been there since my grandma was when she was staying around there. No resource. But then he comes and attack us, and Negroes cool with it. Man, when he said to the Mexicano community, man, again, they didn't cut no corners with dude. We live in the wreck, y'all, on Truth Radio, Freedom on Radio, y'all. We ain't cut no corners, y'all. Real talk. We call them the question, Uncle Sam and Sambo, the Negroes and the Gringos, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. And whatever term they use in this community, you know, however they say it. Because, see, hey, sellouts and enemies of the people, that's an international thing. I know a lot of y'all think this is just black folks. We all never sit together. But, man, listen. You better go look at that movie El Chapo on Netflix. They go down in their community. They go down there, but you don't see people on news. Someone do. You don't hear no white on white crime. They get out. You see that there in Florida? It's so common now. When you heard about that shooting in Florida, a lot of y'all even trip on it. It's so common. But you know, you didn't hear people going into what's wrong with them. You need to lock all them up. And the white pastors, the evangelists come out to my turn all your guns in. You ain't see Kid Rock turn. He gonna do a free rock concert. Everybody got to turn their guns in. When it comes to the black folks, if someone want us to pass gas, well, lock them up, turn the guns in. Kill them, lock them up, castrate them. You know what I'm saying? Black on the damn black on black crime. We don't stick together. Man, you think other communities ain't got no issues? Don't come, man, please. Shit. 1 o'clock in the bill. That's what it is. Y'all feel free to call in. Cub on in with us, y'all. We got any calls in queue? Caller
Q? Grandma, no callers in queue.
Y'all
callers, if you like to come in.
Lopez right there, y'all. Make sure y'all see what it is. Y'all make sure y'all see. And go Google when he disrespected the Mexicano community. Pull it up, 15th Ward. And go on his Facebook page and look at, man, talk about black folks so bad. That old, I'm talking about the elders. All the elders. He talked about the old people in our community. Went in on them. Hey, Sister Conrad, what you say?
Hey, free my brother Chipman, there are no callers in queue, but dig this. I had went to his Facebook page. You made that motherfucker run. That nigga done made that motherfucker private. You ain't seeing shit on there. You ain't seeing nothing on there.
Hey, since Conrad said he done went private. And that's a step up. Go in the closet. No pun intended. Go in the closet. Go in the closet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that. Go in the closet on that slander on us, man. What, see, let me say this. People feel like black folks, they feel like the Rodney Dangerfield always. Now, a lot of y'all youngsters don't know what that term means. Like, what do you mean by that? Rodney Dangerfield was this comedian. His line was, oh, man, I get no respect. People feel they can do and say anything about us. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, anything. You know, we ain't had no facts. Listen, them people, they clean the thing up. You know what I'm saying? But this must make up anything. You just slander us, you know what I'm saying? No, you never, you know what I'm saying? Anytime some shootings happen, automatically. I'm telling you how damaged we are. One time on 55th and Dana. You know what I'm saying? Leave in the building. I see you free them all. We on 55th and Dana. I get a report. They done beat the older brother, 70-something years old. Some comrade dad. Matter of fact, we had to go up there and address this contradiction. Joe did. This brother about 70-something. This is weird. Tell you how everything connected with something else. 70-something-year-old brother get beat down by, on 55th and Damon. They say he pulled to a quarter bag of chips out of the store. They hit him in the head with a baseball bat. He tries to file a police report. The police tell him, man, you got to walk to the station. You know, so you can't do your thing. So we go up there to deal with this contradiction. The police, later on, they come to back down on us. You know what I'm saying? I said, you can come take me to jail. You know what I'm saying? And but Caprice, all of Caprice watching, Caprice mama, my auntie, Sheila, Russell, you know what I'm saying? Wayne Clark, you know what I'm talking about? Russell, you know? Man, they came out the woodworks. The people came out the woodworks. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? And I was subsequently, you know what I'm saying, released or unleashed. I lost my train of thought. But this, some of this, later on that day, we was talking about, I was talking, something happened yesterday too, I'm recording this with it. Later on, the field marshal, we go talk to the field marshal Gio, we go to talk to the community. And check this out. This goes to, we refer to the liberalism and some other things. That's the wrong page. They got pages with Fred Hampton Jr. name on it. And just, man, listen. Hey, it's like they got these counterfeit organizations. And look, it won't surprise me. I donated something to your cause. It won't surprise you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we go because pictures with the real deal on them. Okay, well, like okay, salute if it's the real business. Then I go for that. But y'all make sure y'all it's legitimate. Y'all touch down these different dynamics now. Oh, okay, right on. That's what brother we was the other day. Right on. Y'all get real talk. So we talking to the community, right? Karen hits up, hey, love you, Queen, right back at you. You know that about it. Love right back at you. Right on, Queen. So we talking to the people in the community. So about the brother, the people need to come out. This brother getting hit in the other base. Oh, I'm on cloud out. We on my way walking. When I'm walking to the gas station about the brother getting hit in the head, the whole community started walking with me. To go up there and deal with this brother being hit in the head with a baseball bat. It's like that Spike Lee version of Malcolm X. People coming out walking. Mind you, I never told them who hit this brother in the head with a baseball bat. Because, you know, automatically, the first thing, what? I mean, some black folks. You can hear them all. Yeah, we got to stop all this crime. I ain't saying nothing. I'm holding my tongue. I'm not going to tell them the A-Rams hit the head with a bat. I'm not going to say nothing. So we get to about four blocks all the way almost to the gas station, 55th and Dane. A block away from there. I said, yeah, man, the Arab, the merchant, had hit him in the head in the back. Man, listen, motherfucker got the U-turning, got all bounced away, left everything. You know, they had to lead out. Then our brother Harold Davis in the building, love, respect, real talk. Y'all, we had two radio, y'all, legends in the building, making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all make sure that people come around town. I told you about our brother. He's going to be at the house, but they have the house tomorrow, too. Touch down. Ruby, I see you, Bilal, in the building. So, this is a contradiction. So automatically, lots of be happening. Like our brother just showed me some on YouTube, you know, just on Facebook. Y'all seen the mask, the black mask they be having. People just be saying the black automatically black folks doing these killings. I'm telling y'all, hey, the word is MJG. This freshman in Colgate deep in the Watergate, y'all. Real talk. These youngsters will tell you who they going to bed with on Facebook. You think that these murders, you know what I'm saying, they will be telling you they're getting down? Be real. Be very clear. This is deeper than y'all they want to put out. Malik Ishmael in the building. Free them all. Power people, my brother. So back to the thing where the older brother got beat in the head with the baseball bat. So we go around the corner. I'm talking to the guys in the neighborhood. So I'm talking to people. I say, man, you know, this is the issue. So I'm talking to, we talking to the young sisters and brothers in the community. So another cat, he jumps in the bar and calls. He say, man, hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? They too young to be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? I said, what? So he explained to me that these are children. But now, this is no slight, no attack on you. So the sisters, they one of them name was I won't go into details. They was well informed about what's going on in the street. You know what I'm saying? They were very well informed. But it struck a nerve with me, and it reminded me of I was reminded of it yesterday when I was in the park. I was in Sherman Park yesterday, day before yesterday, Sherman Park. Some young brothers talking to each other. They call each other bitches. They greet each other like this. They call each other bitches. I say, excuse me. I can't hold my tongue, man. Listen, man. Don't reference no other brother, no other sister. Don't call each other. Don't say that about your mouth. While I'm talking, another brother jumps in. Hey, man, they young. I said, you know what, man? Cats like you, this liberalism, you know what I'm saying? I said, dude, let me tell you who I am, you know what I'm saying, before you raise up, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let me tell you what, gave him a little background. Oh, I know. I say, man, listen, these children are, you know what I'm saying? See, you can't straddle the fence, you know what I'm saying? And they need that structure. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to Liberia and ladies, so these children, who have been attacked by the war, so come in, little baby. That's liberalism. We in the thing up at the shoe giveaway the other day. One of the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? It was some contradiction, but we dealt with it. So Shorty raised up, and he talking crazy to some brothers. I said, man, hold on, you got to be cool. Oh, man, you a grown man. Don't try to throw no pampers on now, motherfucker. Don't try to, you know what I'm saying? You also throw no pampers on now. You know what I'm saying? Man. I'm coming for the cause. We are accountable, and that structure is necessary, y'all. Real talk, y'all. I did the word. We on 5-minute countdown at Truth Radio. Now, Sister Conrad, help me. Okay, I gotta finish up with you. How this go? So I'm gonna have to cut over here, and you're gonna get another hour on this. And I want you. I'm gonna connect you and our brother, so we can take this in more technically better. So listen, y'all. For those who I'll be tuning out, y'all. Y'all repost this. Put the word out, y'all. We on Truth Radio. We go up there. We gonna be on Wednesdays, y'all. I think we gonna be at 6:00. I gotta follow through this last hour on Free Mall Radio. Represent love, respect, y'all. Let's keep on making history, taking history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Heads up, as on 15. Where y'all gonna be at tomorrow? Tomorrow, 2337 West Monroe. Chairman Free, have to wait. 12:00 noon, then going to the Hayden. We will be going to the wall, Madison, California, hanging out there for a minute. Then we headed to the Hampton House, y'all. Maywood, 71. Free them all. Right on. Yes, sir. Right on, Morning Mall. No doubt about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We love you. Yes, sir. Never. Y'all stick with us on Free them all radio, y'all. So if y'all got to leave out of here? Okay, y'all got to leave out of here? Okay. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm still going live. We working this out, y'all. We up in Anna, y'all. Ted Bill, my brother, I see you. Rock a flock in the building, morning. Hey, yes, sir, man. Hey, you know you got to know this, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, sir, we knew this, we do this. We come from that club, y'all. Real talk. We're going to take a pause for the calls, y'all. Real talk. Get out of this water. We're going this corner. We coming down to y'all. Real talk. Pause. Now we'll check on our comrades, y'all. The Cubs are coming. The Cubs are coming. Black Panther Party Cubs are here in the building. Going down. We in there. I need to see y'all tomorrow. Never. This ain't a pause for the calls, y'all. Get recharged up, you know what I'm saying? Come on back out. Moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's going down, making this, you taking this. Hey, just feel my, make sure we got the fires are good. Make sure fires are solid. Peace right back at you. There's no doubt about it. Like bad luck, y'all. We'll never leave. I never can say we broke, y'all. The United States Road. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Close them up on curtains, y'all. Y'all hear that Chad Face and Chairman Fred remix on Never? Y'all help us build that studio with Chairman Fred at the Happy House, y'all. Melanie, I need to see you out there tomorrow. We go over to Chairman Fred House, you know what I'm saying, West Side to Maywood, y'all. It's going down tomorrow. I would never put props over politics, the press pool, and other people. Never. Never fold this up. We look forward to seeing you, my sister, tomorrow. That's what it is. My first in that battle. My last goddamn war. I never get to be in Chicago December the 4th. That man would have been 70 years old tomorrow, y'all. We gonna be so loud, he gonna hear us, y'all. Come on now. Give me that mic back, please. I need that mic, please. Come on. If it's too long, I hear you, my brother. Wake him up, man. Hey, real talk. T-Bone Jones in the building, y'all. Come on with this, y'all. Never cross my comrade. Just in case y'all want to listen. Never. Not never. Never. Sorry, Bill. What's happening, man? Cam ain't seen you, cuz. What's happening, man? Cam made this thing official, man. You know what I'm saying? He holding up progress, man. What it is? Free them all. To my bloodline, to my prison time. Where it be? Let me know it. Let us know it. Come on, come on and show it. Y'all, we making history today, y'all. Day before Tammy's birthday, we riding that record through radio, y'all. Real talk, y'all. We gonna be so loud tomorrow. Tim and Fred gonna hear us, y'all. 70 years old. Our brother, hell, they know the importance about that 70, y'all. Yeah. Ain't no coincidence. They just shut the streets down. All that. Put your walking shoes on tomorrow. Protect. Never. Man, ooh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can y'all hear that? Y'all, we live in that wreck, y'all. Next week. Ooh, y'all hear that camera? He was 21 back then. Still relevant. Last words about this was, I am. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna have a brother. okay, I'm about to leave out there and told the station, but he gonna call you to show the brother gonna call you right, see if y'all can connect this thing. This week cool?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm about to leave out. I ain't got no Wi-Fi, so I'm gonna lose the coverage. I'm still doing the phone. I'm doing it on the phone. So face, free them on, y'all. So stay with Mr. Comrade Death. Tomorrow, y'all.
Free
them on. Next week, we're
going
2 hours, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so
Comrade
Death, stay with me. I'm
going to
stay with you, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. And while you and Brother Chairman, so while you moving around, yes. Can I share something real quick? Because you were talking about the way they disrespect the people.
Come on with it.
Yeah. So yesterday, of course, I always run into something when I hit 47. So I ended up at the wrong place, so I have to go to the arrow 47 to go where I'm going. I hit 47th Street just as I'm hitting it. The pigs are blocking off 47th Street from Indiana to Calumet. Now, they said now what it is supposed to be a scene from Common that show he got the shot. Now, the thing about it was, though, as I get down in there, the people in the business is complaining because they didn't put a poster up. They didn't say, hey, this is happening. They didn't warn them in advance that this was going on. And they just showed the fuck up and shut the street down and told people they couldn't walk down the street.
Take me a few minutes. I'm going to text you a number. Got on. I'm with you, Sister Comrade. I'm with you.
But yeah, they just did it. You know, they didn't tell the people, the workers, businesses, or nothing that they was going to come on this certain time on this day and block the street off. From Indiana to Calumet, they just showed up, blocked it off, and told people you can't walk down the street. So if you, or it was people getting off the L, told them they can't come down the L, down the stairs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just showed up, the whole crew filming, and just know nothing. You know, and at least one of the dumbass business owners asked, they're like, where are the posts at? Because you're not finna stop my shit. I'm opening my store, you know? They tell the people they get, but of course, you know, I went down the motherfucking street. I had to go out, I missed the train. So on purpose, the little security guard is telling people, well, you can't walk, it's blocked off, girl. I had to tell the baby girl, look at him. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can't say this ain't disrespect. So these people don't deserve respect. And that's just the disrespect that they have for the people in the community that they can just show up, shut the streets down, and tell the people, you know what I'm saying? Well, you can't walk down this street. Tell them, those trying to go to work, well, you can't go to work. And they just did. I told them, you got me fucked up. I walked up and down that damn street. I just kept going until it was time for me to get my train. And I told them, you know what I'm saying, baby girl? This, you know what I'm saying? This is not any hostility towards you. But you got to think about this. They put you up here to tell us that we can't walk down the damn street. And y'all sitting here like, stop, halt, you know? And she like, well, see, then the police, man, fuck them pigs. But they didn't say nothing. And I told her, do you see what's happening here? And do you think this shit is right that they can just show up? I mean, they literally showed up and just blocked it off. And it's like telling them they can't open their stores until they done. You know what I'm saying? They can't nobody go. That shit was crazy. And I'm telling them, this is how they have no respect for our people whatsoever. They don't give a fuck. They wouldn't have did went nowhere else. They wouldn't have did that in Lincoln Park. They would have had a week's notice, 2 weeks, probably 3 months. That this was going to happen, scheduled it, made it convenient for the individuals that's there, and they didn't care. And that was blatant disrespect. And I'm like, how could they just nothing? And then the only person cheerleading it was one woman. Well, at least he do use people out the community. Then I see why her ass was doing it, because she was a little extra hired to do it. I'm like, oh, okay. I told, okay, so you getting the bread. So, yeah, that's why you cheerleading this shit, but you know it ain't right. That people getting turned around, especially those stuck up on the L train, and they tell them they can't go down the damn stairs until they finish with this shit. It was absolutely crazy. So, of course, I just had to show my little ass throughout the whole thing for the simple fact that, no, y'all not finna, y'all shoot that shit when I get on that train. Because that's that. It was sad, and it's just the way they do our people. Man, y'all, it's pitiful, yeah. and they show no respect whatsoever to the people. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Him out,
yeah,
it was crazy.
The police, they got like, you know, like in certain neighborhoods, I'll be in some neighborhoods, like I say, they had to turn their sirens up. You know what I'm saying? They, you can't go through no white folks with them loud sirens. You know what I'm saying? They got to turn their sirens on low if it come through the lights. You know what I'm saying? In our community, they ride through all night with that stuff, you know?
It's just disrespectful. It was crazy. And then she's talking about, well, they use the people in the field, they want to depict 47. So this ain't looking like 47. Where all them little niggas at that be out here under the air? Why they ain't put them in the damn scene if they wanted to pick 47? You know what I'm saying? So, but no, they don't want Chirac.
Yeah.
They want to get y'all from Chicago shit. So if they wanted to depict the street and the reality as it is, then them same brothers would have been the ones, hey, y'all be the extras, and they'd have got them little checks. They literally had, other than the crew, four people. They had a black man, two black women, and a white woman. And that was their little extras to walk down the street for whatever with the nigga with the taco truck, whoever the little star supposed to be or whatever. I hope you heard him, his ass couldn't find this motherfucker with a GPS other than shooting this scene right here. He don't even know where the hell he is. You know, and use that like they helping the people in the community. Oh, he used them. Three people sitting there. Now, they done cleared out conveniently all the shorties. You know what I'm saying? It was just crazy.
Yeah.
Something that was right there. It was like, what was my big deal? Y'all don't see this shit? Are y'all serious?
Yeah.
And I mean, literally, I was asked, why was I making such a big deal out of it? Are you crazy? So it's cool with you. They just showed the fuck up. The people were like, what's up? What's this? You know, and the girl, you know, just one business owner said, where did you post this at? Because I'm opening my business. This wasn't, you didn't tell me nothing. And that meant the phone store, he opened his shit. He didn't care. Don't put him in there. But the rest of them, they just stood there and went, stood back and shit. Oh, man, it was crazy, man. But that's what they do to us. And they just disrespect. I told them they done gave that cattle call. You know, fuck niggas. That all the agents done went crazy. That motherfucker just is right there in the face, and motherfuckers still trying to, what you talking about? Man, it just can't get nowhere. Like I told you with the boy the other day, talking about, hey, you heard of? Crazy. And so, free them all. I'm sorry, I'm done, but that shit made me mad. My bad, son.
No. Man, real talk. I mean, in every arena, the electoral political arena, there was some food, I was in school, everybody, motherfuckers just feel like, man, you couldn't do the shit they do to us to no motherfucking dogs. They got certain man regulations on, you know what I'm saying, on how you got to depict the dog, how you got to, you know what I'm saying, reference the dog, how long a dog can be in a jail, in a cage, all that shit. In regards to our people, they can put shit, they can apply some humane society to our people, shit. That better be an advance, leap up, you know what I'm saying? No, real talk. Shit. We ain't cut no corners, you know what I'm saying? We live and direct, y'all, making this, taking this tape history, y'all. We on the countdown. We got people coming in. I got to check in basis of forces got in good. I got to ride on use of the comrades, so we have ears up. So I might got to close out a little some music or something. I got to make some moves and grab some forces, including yourself. So let me know. Let me say, brother, we said love, respect to everybody. I know you don't do this, y'all. We're gonna be live in the red 2 hours next week. Y'all make sure y'all come on to tomorrow. Put it on y'all calendars. So matter of fact, if we can close, let it ride out on the show. Give me some shit. Chairman Fred said the best. We can pull some of Chairman Fred's pieces and let that play out. You know what I'm saying? Say happy 70th birthday to the Chairman Fred, y'all. So this is Comrade. If you can pull some of those pieces up on Chairman Fred, let's let that play on out for the radio, August 29th, 2018.
Yes, sir. Bring on.
Bring them all.
You basically knowing my ideology, basically you knowing me, knowing yours, you can support some of our programs. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
And you believe in programs like the Breakfast for Children program and free health clinics? Right on, brother?
We believe they're good things.
Uh-huh.
As a focal point to organize their mothers and fathers.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. There's no educational program here?
That's come out of the social action plan. You know, you set that up, brother. I mean, we can't put everything on one piece of paper.
What about this bank?
Credit union?
Mm-hmm.
Credit union. Credit union, my brother.
It's a bank.
Are you hip to a credit union?
It is a bank.
Yeah,
are
you going and buying money?
Yeah. It's a bank. Owned by the people. Run for the people. And by the people.
What would money be given out to people for?
Well, the people would decide that.
You want to buy,
you know, whatever, you know, the people in the community decide.
You need some living room furniture, maybe? You need a car, maybe?
See, the thing is with me, Dig, I need to know some more about it. I wish you had some more literature about the educational thing here. Because, Dig, as far as we're concerned, in the struggle, the way we look at struggle, is that this depends on the educational thing, you did. Because
this depends on the education.
Well, the whole thing.
No, but in the end, this does. You can form this with no education. You can form this.
No, not the way we're talking about forming it. You know, right. We're talking about forming it right. You know, it's not on the paper. We didn't write it on the paper.
No, form it right with no education.
No.
Let me give you an example. Yomo Kenyatta formed the excellent revolution with no education. And on the end of the thing, Yomo told the motherfucker, I said, well, you know, you've been educated to hate the enemy, but I'm your brother. I helped you lead the revolution. Now I'm more oppressed. Another example, Papa Doc in Haiti. Papa Doc in Haiti hated everything white. Man, you couldn't put this white paper in front of Papa Doc's face. But he moved all the white people out and he took over and be oppressed. He did, causing no education. And the people that have been educated, they just said that we don't hate the motherfucking white people, we hate the oppressor, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow. So we got to know your educational program to find out what is going to be in the finale. A lot of people, Yomo Kenyatta is called not a never a revolutionary, but an ex-revolutionary. So it's Papa Doc. They brought on a successful revolution. That thing in the Mau-Mau's was a bitch. Bantu freedom fighters, all that kind of action. But what we're saying is, this is the end. But you don't judge Castro now. You can't do it. Nobody in this room could judge whether Castro's going to be a revolutionary or not. You know what I mean? We're talking about things, you know what I mean, with China, the People's Republic, and even at the stage they're in now, talking about even going on further into a communistic state. That's what we're talking about. That was a revolutionary. So we got to understand here the educational program that you have to be able to figure out whether it will go on the right lines where the people will end up in a situation where they can be able to really control themselves. You understand what I'm saying? With no education, the people that take this local foundation and start stealing money because they won't be really educated to why it's the people's thing anyway. You know what I'm saying? With no education, you have neocolonialism instead of colonialism like you got in Africa now, like you got in Haiti. So what we're talking about is there has to be an educational program. That's very important. As a matter of fact, we're so important for us that a person has to go through 6 weeks of our political education before he can consider himself a member of the party, able to even run down ideology for the party. Why? Because if they don't have an education, then they're nowhere. You dig what I'm saying? They're nowhere because they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You might get people caught up in an emotionless movement. You understand me? You might get them caught up in because they're poor and they want something. And then if they're not educated, they want more. And before you know it, they'll be capitalists. And before you know it, we'll have Negro imperialists.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're even in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose real faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what do we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people, we have to educate the people, we have to arm the people, and we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do to be the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing with imperialism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand that people out here and all this boom out here, you can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Do you matter for sitting yourself on the mountaintop? I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, below the valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when we go down to the valley, we've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and people being revolutionary political power. That means student power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre would admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, the 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a subject that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, and a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, then this would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some old paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask little pig to leave us alone. None of the pigs with us, none of the people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come and go down, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can see me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even seeing me at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
Learned a lot when I was in prison. I had an educational process, a learning process. Sometimes I started thinking about some of the actions going to be taken against me and other members of the party, and I said, I don't know why I'm not scared. You know what I define as being? I define as being a people high. I define as being high off the people. You high? I'm high. You understand what I said? I'm high off the people. Sent me away to the penitentiary, and I went to the penitentiary way down in Menard, Illinois. I'm thinking, I said, well, I'm way down here in the country. I might can't hear no people. When I got to Menard, I myself, even being in the Vanguard, had to get on my knees and learn from the people. I had to put my ear to the ground. And when I put my ear to the ground, I heard a beat. I hear that beat. Oh, why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization that will be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Instead of chest, we enjoy an open letter. However, no state town supply. Let's ride.
God damn it! I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
What did nigga Jigga just say?
I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Hold on, stop the track and take it back. And pull the slave out the cell, it's the replay.
I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Well, look at here. The Barack Obama hip hop is gold, dark, and nothing propaganda drop. Only with this time, inclusive in this rhyme, this crime happens to be responsible for the Republican Party by this killing star. Now the world's most famous one of the Negro New York Yankees. The star spangled his ass across seas under the auspices of him and Lily Bates celebrating the anniversary. Now, let the truth be told. But the fact is, the same system that previously tried to take out Fidel Castro, strategically, literally, physically, as well as politically, in all likelihood, sent this musical personnel for the machine, like a propaganda bomb to be dropped. Only this time to be backed up by Bayer Beats. One way or another, funded by the U.S. government. Agenda approved and definitely by U.S. imperialism. Mission, take us back to the days of our ancient machine. Be for real. Bob Dylan rap music, how about better yet, though, Obama hip hop, implementing the interests of the system, producing a mass confusion. Now, these killers that got so absurd, they even some miscreant must in Miami, to get comped enough to throw in a few words. Exile child from Cuba. In other words, this shit got so twisted they got foolish bars behind beats that they pit bulls. Oh, now they even said something about you. Something's a problem about this system. While all the time you've been feeding us in your lies and your rhymes, nothing but support for capitalism and individualism. Now how dare a representative of regularly for me Rockefeller raise up and misuse the term revolution? Revolution es la solución. Revolution is the only solution. Poder a la gente, power to the people. Free the Cuban side. What's the call? Free them all. No open letter, no state stamp supply. Hands up or something.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today.
That I know I couldn't keep an hour. Never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police. And you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black. And I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them. God, to the back, and I
would. Hello. Very hard to remember. Evans Jr. Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Say, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down, I'll never switch. Never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never crossed my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. You see, the deal is this here. Now, although they did my daddy in one of the most direct graphic type of ways, the reality is that this system snatches or attempts to snatch all of our daddies in some sort of a way. And though the pigs came in blasting, rat-a-tat-tatting through the front and back doors in 1969 at 4:30 a.m. on December the 4th, in which in aftermath, not only left my daddy, 21-year-old Chairman Fred, but 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark as corpses. You see, they set the stage and lay the ground to, in whatever way, lay all of our daddies and all of us in general under the ground.
Whether it be to string them up, lock them up, have them strung out, shoot them up, paying them up or parking them out or straight up point blank, putting them 6 feet under the ground. And with that being said, this here is from the young Chairman Fred to that of the Chairman Fred, as well as to all the daddies, fathers, and papas, those who are in prison, as well as those who, which was out of their control, just came up missing, as well as the forgotten. Dear Daddy, this is for you, man. Let the record reflect. For your son with nothing but love and revolutionary respect. With you, no commercials for Gatorade juice. No Armani suits, no nothing of the likes. For I saw the song to be a freedom fighter like Chairman Fred as opposed to wanting to be like Mike. Although you weren't here, you was always here for me. And I learned lessons from your legend of what a man was supposed to be. When they play with my mail and I couldn't get to no phone, doing those hunger strikes and cold nights, I was never alone. Like you, they say when I talk real fast and I move my hand. We love the people, oh, but we'll get up with that ass. On the streets, I always in the ear when they spoke on Chairman Fred. And in prison, I paid attention to what the old timer said. When they spoke on you, I seen that gleam in their eye. With just the mere mention of your name, I seen demoralized get high. No narcotics needed, in fact, high the people that you always said. As a kid, I came up looking forward to sideburns, fur hats, and a nappy head. From colleges to the communities, from the parlors to pool rooms, from the real Rainbow Coalition to a principal gang troops. In this struggle, you said you would pay the ultimate price. You anticipated prison and dedicated your life. Whatever the state sounded your name, mama told me the truth. And that young lady, your great-grandbaby, she sends you a love. Well, she's a descendant of a diehard and a blessing from above. Now, inquire minds want to know, how does it feel to be sighed by you? Being loved by the people and sweated by the you-know-who. If I could choose to do it all over again, I would choose to be your son. And by the way, that lady that you chose, that daddy, that was the one.
Piece we did called The Chairman Free on Father's Day, semicolon, Dear Daddy.
Now, y'all youngsters out there, we know some movie catch all in the park, the park, the club. And this is really going to contrast with all, again, the imagery that places like, you know, Chirac and other, you know, other communities, it's a lot of propaganda spread about our people.
As I said before, and I say it again, though the state, this system, they took out my daddy in a graphic type of way, point blank, you know, so we've seen, you know, so the police have 99 rounds in the house. This system attempts or does take all our fathers from us one way or another by shooting them down, stringing them out, locking them up, you name it.
We want to show you some images, so it's rough out here. We rougher, the people rougher, you know, I'm saying rough in the way that we're going to survive, you know, so we got community too, it's just a struggle. We struggle, every day is a battle for our manhood, our womanhood, our childhood, basically our humanity.
And this is the piece that we want to get, you know, brothers from all walks of life to be in this footage, you know. So we're coming to a hood near you, so So again, so inbox us, you know, tag us on a question on Facebook where we're gonna be at. So we'll be shooting some footage here on Father's Day. So we'll screen our brothers, you know what I'm saying? Father's Day, they're gonna be in the video. So it shows that we damaged but we're not destroyed. Again, we damaged but we're not destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And there are some images out there, and there's brothers out there that's, you know what I'm saying, that's taking in, you know what I'm saying, these youngsters. That's not even necessarily biological fathers to these youngsters. But this is a video, you know, we're calling all the brothers, make sure y'all be on deck for this day. We're gonna be going through the hoods, you know what I'm saying, just the basic everyday brothers, the people, you know what I'm saying, to continue this image that we've been given. Heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all, again. Right on.